your ghost story.
Go ahead, Arnold.
I used to house it for the owners of the original X9 ranch house out in Vail. So one night, I was asleep. I had dogs in the room on the floor sleeping. Got woken up with the stereo full blast loud with every light in the house turned on.
Wow. Ghost.
Every light that's possible to be on in the house, closets, bathrooms, the kitchen light on the stove, the hood light. Was every light, the garage, outside lights, everything was on.
Arnold, this is before the apps that you could flick everything on, right, in your house from
somewhere else. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This was 15 years ago.
I believe it. They play with lights all the time.
But the thing about it was the stereo, it was a CD that was playing, which you have to manually engage the CD player on to get it to play.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what song was playing?
I don't remember. And then down one of the hallways, there was like wet footprints on the tile.
Okay, now you're just making this up.
He's totally telling the truth.
And I know that was not me. I wasn't sleepwalking. I wasn't like taking a shower in my sleep. But that was the part that freaked me out the most, was I saw like these wet footprints on the dark Saltillo tile.
Greg, you are not a believer, but I'm telling you, by Halloween, you are going to start believing.
So you know what I did? I started going through the house, and I just started talking. Okay, I know you're here. I know you like to turn the lights on, you know. I went through the house, turned every light off, turned everything off, went back to sleep. The house was completely dark. In the morning when I woke up, the doors were open.
Okay, that's just weird.
This was a very quiet spirit.
You know what I liked about this spirit was it was also a clean spirit. Wanted to take a shower.
Yeah,
evidently, because there was like maybe four or five wet footprints like on the floor. And then as you went up the hallway, they just disappeared. There was like nothing.
Well, thank you, Arnold. Thank you for having my back. I knew you would. Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. But this is for sure real. I don't even think twice about this one.
It was creepy. It was really creepy.
I got to admit, there were some details in your story that were kind of creepy.
The wet footsteps?
What's that all about?
You know, the faucet. Oh, you know, you never watch any of those Twilight Zones and learn what that's all about?
That's television.
All the ghost hunter things.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that stuff.
Oh, come on.
But when somebody here in Tucson calls and says, here's what really happened to me. I didn't see it on TV. Somebody else didn't tell me about it happening.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me. I saw it.
Well, that happens with kids all the time. Kids see things and say things. And I am sure your little daughter, Maddie, when she was little, right about that 2.5 to 4 age, she probably said some things that you couldn't explain.